promises by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. Now the question is, what does it mean to believe in vain? What does that mean? Well, I'm saved if I keep in memory, unless, you know, whoever, whatever soul winner gave me the gospel, when they preached unto me, I just believed in vain. What does that actually mean? Well, the most simplest way to define this is this. To believe in vain means you never believed in the first place. It doesn't mean you forget your salvation. It doesn't mean that you got saved, but all of a sudden you start following a different Jesus. You became a Mormon. You became a Jehovah's Witness. You went back to the Catholic whore of a church. You know, you went back to your old system of beliefs. No, when the Bible says you believed in vain, it means you never really believed in the first place. This is what this is referring to. You know, it's when people give lip service. I guarantee you, when we go out soul winning, everyone who we think we see saved is not all, they don't always get saved. Now, the vast majority of them, I'm sure of them do. But you know what? There's going to be times when people pay lip service. They tell us what we want to hear. They just give the right answers. Yay, they'll even pray with you. But you know what? They believed in vain. In fact, today, I remember I went with Brother Hector out to go preach the gospel. And I got to witness to this young man, and I believe he got saved. And the reason I believe he got saved, he just seemed very receptive. He was answering the questions that I was giving to his, I think it was his aunt or his father, both of them. And I believe he got saved. But you know, the second person we ran into, they listened to the entire gospel presentation. They agreed with every single point. She agreed with every point. She gave me all the right answers. But then when I asked her, would you like to, you know, pray and trust Christ as your Savior? She says, no. Now, I'll be honest with you. Someone who believes what I just explained to them in regards to the gospel, if they don't want to accept it, if they don't want to pray, I don't believe that they're believing. You know, because if you believe you're going to hell, you believe that salvation is free, you believe that you don't have to do anything, you don't have to keep the commandments, you don't have to be a good person, and you just completely reject it, you're just like, nah, I'm good. I don't believe you were even paying attention the whole time. Yeah. I think that people like that are just trying to be nice. They're trying to just get you off their back. They have people skills, right? And what they're doing is just giving you the answers. And look, there's people like that. Now, we didn't pray with that lady. I just gave her the verses and I moved on. But you know, sometimes we do pray with people like that. And I guarantee you, they believed in vain, okay? An example of this would be Judas Iscariot, if you think about it. Because he was one of the 12 apostles. He was with Jesus Christ for 3.5 years. And Pentecostals will ironically use him as an example to say, well, he lost his salvation. No, he never believed. Yep. He said, oh, show me proof of that. Well, John chapter 6, you don't have to turn there. Verse 60 says, many therefore of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, this is an hard saying, who can hear it? When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, doth this offend you? What and if you shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? It is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. But there are some of you that lost your salvation. No, there are some of you that forgot you were saved. No, there are some of you that believe not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and who should betray him. So what is this telling us here? This is telling us that Jesus Christ already knew from the beginning. When he says the beginning, he's referring to the beginning of that ministry. Who did not believe? He already knew. You know what this shows me? That Judas didn't believe later. He didn't believe and then stop believing. He didn't get carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of man and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. No, in fact, he was the one doing the deceiving because he acted like he was a follower of Christ. He acted like he was saved. But the Bible tells us here that he believed not from the beginning. So this is a perfect example of someone who believed in vain. They didn't really believe. Now, there may be two cases of this. Maybe someone who thinks that they believed, but they're still adding works to their salvation. Haven't you heard of Catholics who say, well, I believe in Jesus. I believe them say, I believe you have to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior, but you have to do your part. That person's believing in vain. But then there's also the person who is just a deceiver. They are liars. You know, infiltrators, false teachers, false prophets, reprobates who come to our church and they try to infiltrate, and they'll talk the talk, they'll walk the walk, they're wolves in sheep's clothing, they'll act like they truly believe, but what is it? They're actually lying.